Shalom Aleichem, Chevron. Welcome back to our Limud of Svasemis on the Parshas in the Torah. In our Parsha, one of the Parshas that we find, which we're very familiar with, and we hear daily during Chazar Sashatz, is the Parsha of Birchas Kayanim. And there's an interesting medrash on the Pasuk of Yisa Hashem Panav Elecha. Hashem will shine His countenance. Hashem will show favor to Klal Yisrael. Yisa Hashem Panav Elecha. Ask the medrash a very simple question. The Pasuk in Devarim Perek Yud Pasuk Yizayin says, Lo Yisa Panav, it's usher for a judge to show favor to one of the two parties that come into Beis Din. Chazal explained that if a judge has two parties coming to Beis Din, one of them rich, one of them poor, it's usher for the judge to give favor to the one that's rich because of his financial state, and it's usher to the judge to give favor to the one who's poor because he pities him. A judge needs to judge favorably based on the set of circumstances, based on what took place, and not based on the people that are coming in. Ask the Medrash a very simple question. How could it be that the Rabbanu Shel Olam, Melech Malchei HaMelechim, the one who wrote Kol HaTorah Kula, the one who was the source of all the Torah, was Mekayem Kol HaTorah Kula, how could it be that the Pasuk says about Hashem, Yisa Hashem, Panav Elecha, Hashem shows favor to Klal Yisrael, when the Pasuk says very clearly that there's an Isser on the judge of Lo Yisa Panav? Answers the Medrash a very interesting thing. The Medrash says that Klal Yisrael is Kaviyachal Yisapanim to the Rabbanu Shel Olam. Klal Yisrael shows favor to the Rabbanu Shel Olam. How? The Medrash says the Pasuk only requires one to bench if one ate and was satiated by that which one ate. V'yachalta v'savata, you ate and you were satiated. Then uveirachta, then there's a chiyuv of birchas hamazon. Nevertheless, the Medrash says Klal Yisrael goes above and beyond for Hashem. And even though we're not meikar hadin mechuyev to bench on less than a din seveya, less than that which satiates us, nevertheless Chazal and Klal Yisrael requires themselves to bench on just a kazayis or kebetza. And therefore, since we go above and beyond for Hashem and do a birchas hamazon on a small amount on something of kazayis and kebetza, therefore the Rabbanu Shel Olam mida keneged mida goes ahead and is yisa panim to us, shows favor to us, and judges us above and beyond that which we do. Even though meikar halacha, we may not be deserving of the rachamim, of the mercy that Hashem gives us, since we go above and beyond for Hashem, Hashem does the same to us, mida keneged mida, and gives us more than we actually deserve. But the Svasemis brings down in the year Tafresh Lamed Aleph an unbelievable taitch in this medrash from his grandfather's Rebbe. His grandfather, again, was the Chedush HaHarim, and his grandfather's Rebbe was the Rebbe Rabbonim from Breshesch. And the Rebbe Rabbonim said such a beautiful taitch in the medrash. The Rebbe Rabbonim said, why is it that a Yid will eat a kazayas or a kebetz, a small amount of food, and is not satiated, and will nevertheless say birchas hamazon? Why would somebody do that? Why is Klal Yisrael mechayev themselves? Why do we obligate ourselves in a birchas hamazon, even though we only had a kazayas or kebetza? So the Rebbe Rabbonim said it's very simple. A person can receive a gift from somebody who's a chash of a person, somebody who they respect. His example is you receive a gift from a king, or you receive a gift from Rosh Hashiva, from a Rebbe. You receive the gift from somebody that you love, a great uncle, a grandparent. The gift itself may not have a lot of monetary value. It may not be worth a lot. The street value for this gift may be very minimal, but because you received it from somebody that you love, the gift itself will carry a lot more value. And we find this all the time. People will hold on to mementos, people hold on to different things that they got from their grandparents, from a Rebbe, from a Tzaddik, that they was passed down from generations. The thing itself is not worth so much. Financially, its monetary value is very minimal, but the sentimental value based on who they got it from is very, very meaningful to people. Anyone who had the chance to see the Mishpacha on this over Shavuos, they had a whole bunch of articles interviewing different people who are holding on to something that was precious to them because of who they got it from. It could be a small piece of paper, a coin that they received from Chaim Kanievsky, from a Rebbe, from a grandparent, something small and insignificant in terms of its monetary value, but because of who they got it from, it's something that they hold on to and will pass down for future generations to hold on to as well. Zuck the Rebbe Rabbonim, the food that we're receiving, the kazayas or kebeya of bread that we eat that doesn't satiate us, it's very small and very insignificant in terms of its financial value and in terms of how much it satiates us. But the reason why we bench and the reason why we value this kazayas and kebeza is because we recognize that we receive this from the Rabbanu Shel Olam. Hamoitzi lechem min ha'aretz. We recognize that the source of any parnasa, the source of any food, the source of any good that we have in our lives comes from the Rabbanu Shel Olam. And therefore, what we got might be very small, but we appreciate it and we value it, even though it's only a kazayas and a kebeza, because of the fact that we got it from Melech Malchei Amlachem HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He says that's what it means, that we're Yis Panim to the Rabbanu Shalom. Panim, the word Panim, which literally means face, also comes from the same word of Pnimius, which means the inside. We don't just look at the gift that we received, we look at the Pnimius. We look at who we got the gift from, and we value the gift. Zakta Rebbe Rabbunim, Yisa Hashem Panav Elecha. Do you know why Hashem shows His favor? Do you know why Hashem judges us more than perhaps we're deserving based on our actions? Because Hashem doesn't just look at the actions that we do, just at that which we kaviyachol give Him. The Rabbanu Hashem looks at who gave it, who gave Him that which we give Him. And the Rabbanu Hashem says, yeah, maybe the Shema that we daven, maybe the Shemana Esrei, maybe the learning, the Chesed is not 100% perfect. And maybe in terms of its financial street value, quote unquote, it's not worth that much. But the Rabbanu Shalom says, do you see who it's coming from? It's coming from a Yid who's living in the world of 2021, a Yid who's struggling with Nisyanis, a Yid is dealing with the raging Yetzirah of the outside world, a Yid who's a Basar Vadam, a Yid who has a Yetzirah, who's not a Malach. And nevertheless, this Yid goes ahead and is able to give up of himself or herself to do for me, the Rabbanu Shalom. Zakta Rabbanu Shalom, yeah, maybe it's small in terms of its financial value. Maybe it's small in terms of what the Rabbanu Shalom was receiving for the previous generations. But the Rabbanu Shalom doesn't just judge us based on our actions. The Rabbanu Shalom also judges us based on who's doing those actions. And because we are doing those actions, we, a Basar Vadam, person who's flesh and blood, us who are dealing with Yetzirah, us who are dealing with the challenges of living in a society that we live in, and nevertheless we're going ahead and we're doing for Kaviyachol for the Rabbanu Shalom, even though it may be small, Yisa Hashem Panav Elecha. Hashem values it because Hashem looks at the Pnimius. Hashem looks at who gave Him, who's doing the mitzvahs, not only the mitzvahs that are done. It's an unbelievable mashal that I've said over many times from the Kedushas Levi. I think it's in Parshas Amer, if I remember correctly, with the Kedushas Levi talks about this exact nekuda. And the Kedushas Levi gives a beautiful mashal to help bring out how precious every one of our actions are to the Rabbanu Shalom, even if they may not look so grand to us. Zakta Kedushas Levi, there was a king who spent a tremendous amount of money buying and training a parrot. And this parrot was the love of his life. His parrot sat next to his bed. Every morning when the king would wake up, the parrot would immediately say, "Good morning, Your Highness. How are you? How did you sleep last night?" Before the king would go to sleep, the parrot would wish him a good night and say, "I hope you sleep well, Your Highness." This was the king's pride. Everybody that came into his palace immediately was shown the parrot and the smartness of the parrot, how he was trained so well and knew how to speak to the king. Everyone got to see the king's pride and joy, this parrot. One day, the king had an old friend who came in, a friend that had grown up with him, a very simple villager, but somebody who was very close with the king. And he came to visit the king. He hadn't seen the king in many years, comes to the king's palace to spend time with him. And immediately, like every other visitor that had been to the palace, the king shows him the parrot. He says, "Look, this is my parrot. Look how much I spent a tremendous amount of money buying him and training him. Look how smart he is." And he gives the parrot the cue, and the parrot says, "Good morning, Your Highness." And he gives him another cue, and he says, "Good evening, Your Highness. I hope you sleep well." Unbelievable. The king is so excited. There's a smile breaking out over his face, and he's waiting to see his friend's reaction, to see how excited his friend is going to be over this beautiful parrot. And the villager is sitting there, the simple villager, and he says, Your Majesty, I don't understand why you're so excited about this parrot." He says, "What do you mean? Do you not see its greatness? It wished me good morning, good night." And the villager says, "Yeah, but I've been sitting here having a conversation, a logical, sane conversation with you for close to 3 hours already. We're going back and forth, talking about different things, about our family, about politics, about the kingship. We're talking about so many different subjects, and I'm answering you in an intelligent way. All the parrot's able to do is repeat and literally parrot the same two lines over and over. Good morning and good night. Why are you so excited about this parrot and so unimpressed by the conversation we've been having for 3 hours? The parrot is not intelligent. He can't answer you based on that which you say. He can't have a conversation with you. He's just able to say the same few lines again and again. I'm having an intelligent conversation with you. Why are you more impressed by the parrot than you are by me?" And the king says, "You're such a fool." The king says, "You're a villager, you're a human, you're somebody who's flesh and blood, you're supposed to be talking, you're a medaber, that's what you're supposed to be doing. And therefore when I talk to you and you answer me back intelligently, I'm not impressed because that's what you're supposed to be doing. A parrot is a chaya. A parrot is an animal. A parrot is not meant to be a medaber. It's not meant to be speaking. The fact that a parrot is able to speak, even if it's not able to say a lot of things, and even if it's not able to have an intelligent conversation, but the very fact that it's able to say even a little bit is an unbelievable chiddush, because that's not what it's meant to be doing based on its nature. Zakta Kedushas Levi, when the Rabban Hashem gets excited, kaviyachal, about Klal Yisrael's avoda. Like we all know the famous words many of us sing over Shavuos, Chazu, Chazu, Banai. The Rabban Hashem sees Klal Yisrael learning and says, look, Malachim, look at how beautiful Klal Yisrael is. Look at them being Makabal Ol Malach HaShemayim. Look at them davening. Look at them learning. Look at them doing chesed with each other. The Malachim say back, Rabban Hashem, why are you so excited about them? Look at this Yid, when he's saying Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, he's thinking about where he wants to go on vacation. He's thinking about breakfast. He's thinking about supper. He's thinking about 10 other things. When this Yid's doing a chesed for somebody else, his intentions are not 100% pure. He's thinking about what he hopes the Yid does back for him. He's thinking about a lot of other things. Malachim said to the Rabban Hashem, look at us. Why are you not impressed by us? We've been sitting here for thousands of years singing your praises without stop. The only thing we do is we sit here and do your will. We do your will and we sing your praises. Rabban Hashem, why are you impressed by Klal Yisrael's meager, small little actions and not impressed by us? The fact that we've been sitting here singing your praises for thousands of years. Zakta Rabban Hashem, don't you understand? They're humans. You're angels. Angels' nature is to sing the praises of Hashem and to do the Rabban Hashem's will. The fact that you're doing what you were created to do is not impressive. That's what you're supposed to be doing. But a person, a human, a person who's flesh and blood, a person who has a Yetzirah, who's able to overcome their natural temptations, overcome the natural tendency to be involved in whatever their body wants to be involved in the world of the guf, of the chaymer, as opposed to the world of the neshama, a Yid is able to overcome it, even if his actions are not 100% perfect. Even if it's like that simple parrot. Nevertheless, it's so precious to me because they're going against their nature. And this Kedushas Levi is exactly the same Torah as the Rebbe Rabbanim. Even when our actions are not 100% perfect, the Rebbe doesn't just look at our actions. The Rebbe looks at the whole set of circumstances that come along with our actions. The Rebbe recognizes what we're going through, the challenges that we have, the temptations that we have, the Yetzirah that we have. And the Rebbe judges our actions based on that. And that's what the pasuk means. Yisa Hashem panav elecha. Hashem looks at the pnimius, not just at the raw action of what we do, but Hashem looks at who we are, what we're dealing with, our challenges, the generation we were put in, etc. And that's the maila of Yisa Hashem panav elecha. Hashem should help us. That the Rabban, we should be zeicha to look at every gift that comes to us from the Rabban Hashem and recognize how precious it is because it comes from the Rabban Hashem. To look at the Torah and see the nice in that Torah. To look at the Parnasa and see the nice in Parnasa. To look at all the good that we have in our life and appreciate and value it and give it sentimental value because it's coming from the Rabban Hashem. And the Mirtz Hashem, Mida Keneged Mida. The Rabban Hashem will look at our actions and appreciate them that much more because of who they're coming from and not just because of the actions themselves. Have an amazing day and a great Shabbos.